Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. You know, more than 460,000 Texans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and over a million family members are stepping up as unpaid caregivers. This November, voters will decide on Proposition 14, which would dedicate $3 billion to create the largest state-funded Alzheimer's and dementia research program in the nation. Joining us now here on today's Ask the Expert is Dr. Joanne Pike. She is the president and the CEO of the Alzheimer's Association to talk about what this measure could mean for families right here in North Texas, in our state, and even across the country. Thank you so much for the time, Dr. Pike.
Thank you for having me today.
You know, to have the position that you have and to lead an incredible team that has so much impact in the world of Alzheimer's and dementia, what does it mean for you to know that this proposition could lead to this size of a research program?
Yeah, this is a really exciting moment in Texas research history, in my opinion. And I think it's about hope and progress and Texas having an opportunity to be a leader.
Yeah. We talk about $3 billion for this research facility. How much money has already gone into Alzheimer's research?
Well, right now, the federal government has committed $3.8 billion annually. Now, that has grown over time. About 10 years ago, it was around $400 million. And through the grassroots advocacy of the Alzheimer's Association, we've been able to grow that federal investment. Right now, that investment within the state of Texas is fairly significant. We have some, great leaders of research here in the state. And even the Alzheimer's Association is a significant investor in research. In addition to the federal government, the Alzheimer's Association this last year dedicated $112 million to research. That is inclusive of $12 million that is active right now in the state of Texas, and we've invested close to $30 million over time.
And those dollars are, so much goes into research that I think a lot of people don't really understand. I mean, where would the money come from, and how is it being used?
The money, it depends on where the source is, right? The federal government, it comes from, the budgeting process within Congress. If it's the Alzheimer's Association, it's about people. We have fundraising events around the country, and those dollars are dedicated to research and finding a cure. This is really an opportunity, what we have right now in the state of Texas, to think about Texas's leadership. And if Texas passes the DPRIT opportunity, Prop 14, it would mean that Texas would become the largest state funder of dementia and Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, the whole issue, of course, is not only the research, but the treatment as well, because you're fighting it on two different fronts.
Absolutely. And we know that far too often we hear from individuals that their treatment journey, being able to find good quality care, has been difficult. Far too often, we hear that Texans, it takes them too long to get an accurate or an early diagnosis. We know that primary care physicians lack the specialized training to be able to provide quality care around Alzheimer's and dementia. Being able to invest in the DPRIT initiative through Prop 14 would give us the ability to provide training on treatments, but also implement prevention strategies and increase access to critical resources for patients and caregivers.
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, some of those resources, again, they're costly. I mean, when we talk about actual dollar amounts, it goes towards, I'm sure, scientists and equipment and, you know, lab time. And, you know, when you itemize it, again, people don't see this research, but they know that somebody's doing something with it. They just want to hurry up and get a cure. Can you explain kind of the gap in between where somebody donating a dollar versus where we actually, you know, get the care for someone who is in need? Can you explain how that gap works?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest examples of where that gap occurs is in the primary care space, getting people into a specialist that knows how to treat them from a neurology perspective. And then in a place like Texas, where we have so much land, we also have neurology deserts. So even though we could be funding research and could be working towards a cure, we have a significant gap in making sure that any advance that we see gets to people in communities. And a proposition like this that we have in front of us right now really trains and gives us the opportunity to have people on the ground in communities throughout the state receive the specialized training so that we're shortening that gap between research innovation and community delivery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, that's the issue. What is that train ride like to go from the research to actual treatment?
Well, it's, you know, there's sometimes it can be a long train ride on the front end. Research takes time. When we started this journey on the increasing the federal dollar side, that was, you know, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, about $400 million annually around 2014. And now we're at $3.8 billion. What that means is more shots on goal. And we're now getting some significant advances. We now have two FDA-approved treatments that are available to slow the progression of Alzheimer's for the first time in the history of this disease. We have diagnostics that are much more capable of being delivered across multiple types of settings, whether that's primary care to specialized care. And we also have the ability to understand what matters for caregivers within that care journey. It takes investment on the front end. It takes time to find a breakthrough. But unfortunately, once we have a breakthrough, we have to do the work to speed breakthrough to reality. All too often, we hear that that takes over a decade, and that is just unacceptable. And we have to find ways to push that breakthrough to community faster. That means better training. That means opportunities to make sure primary care physicians know what those breakthroughs are. And on the other side of that, we need to make sure that people know where to go and what to ask for so that they are active within their healthcare as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, beyond just the health impact, what could this mean for Texas healthcare systems and the workforce and our economy?
Yeah, this is a great opportunity from the standpoint of really looking at the existing research infrastructure, building on our great research institutions that are already here, but also thinking about the economic impact that we can have by pouring this type of research dollars into the state of Texas. We know that that could expand entities that could benefit on a innovation standpoint, whether that's on diagnostics or on treatments. But that needs to that certainly needs to get to people, and there's opportunities economically for that. And I think it's also important to recognize there's cost in inaction as well. Right now, the state's Medicaid program spends $4.3 billion to care for individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. And that is, unfortunately, only forecast to grow. So if we don't tackle this, whether that's at the nationwide level or like with this initiative for Prop 14, that is going to significantly increase over time. And this is an opportunity to stop that cycle.
Yeah, this is also a time because we keep hearing the statistics that, you know, it's the graying of America, that more and more people are entering their senior years with a higher risk factor for these kinds of things. So we're going to start seeing larger and larger amounts of people that are developing dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and it's important to think about what that graying of America means here in Texas. You mentioned at the start, over 460,000 Texans have Alzheimer's or dementia over the age of 65. In the next 2 to 5 years, Texas is going to become the oldest state in the country. And with age as the greatest risk factor for Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, that number is just set to continue to grow and have an impact on people and dollars.
The people that have a big impact when someone is diagnosed are the caretakers. What does this mean if this were to get passed for them?
Right. Over 1.1 million family caregivers in the state of Texas need support. We know that Alzheimer's and dementia is a significantly stressful caretaking challenge for everyone as they care for a family member, friend, or neighbor. Being able to have caregivers involved in treatment or within the care pathway within the healthcare system relieves some of that stress and provides the opportunity to make sure that comorbidities or conditions that someone may have trouble managing while they have a cognitive impairment are taken care of, and also that the caregiver is taken care of as well.
The other thing about this is when you have treatment and research into something as important as dementia and Alzheimer's, can you also learn lessons and take these lessons that are learned into other fields of study as well, for treatments for other conditions as well, just learning how to do the research?
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits certainly from learning how to do the research. This is also dementia broadly. So we're also looking at a neurological condition. And when you do basic science on neurological conditions, it has impact beyond just Alzheimer's and a limited number of dementias. It impacts neurology fields broadly.
My last question to you is just, we're always so interested in the progression of medical technologies and with this research and what you guys are capable of doing. What is maybe some hope that you can leave some of our listeners with, as you mentioned, some of the breakthrough medications, any other type of new findings from the research that is currently being done?
Because of the investments that have been made in Alzheimer's research to this point, we are seeing a significantly fast-paced pivot moment for our organization and Alzheimer's disease progression broadly. What we know is that we're in an era of treatment now, whereas before we were not having success. We're seeing that success, and it is only going to increase in the next few years. And we know that this is bringing hope to so many people, and an initiative like DPRIT can only speed that progress that we're seeing further, faster.
Dr. Pike, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
If there's one thing I would leave your listeners with, is this is an incredible moment. And Texas has an opportunity to be a leader in the movement against Alzheimer's and all other dementias.
I do have one more question for you. If someone is listening right now and they want to learn more or get more information before November, where could they go?
They can go to alz.org/yeson14.
That is Dr. Joanne Pike, President and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association, with us here on KRLD. Thank you so much for the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.